To connect your call, press 1.
Yeah, hi, madam. Very good morning. This is John Williams. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Sounds lovely. You remember I told you I'm going to give you a call back regarding the security checkup?
Yes, I didn't know why you were going to do that.
Sorry?
I wondered why you were going to call. It's Saturday.
Yeah, ma'am, actually we work 24/7, okay, and the security which we have updated, I need to check every day, like until we will catch the hacker, we need to check. Like they are trying to corrupt those services or not. We need to check it. Okay, I will not take long time, okay? You just go ahead and be in front of a computer, please.
Why do I have to turn the computer on? Can't you check it without my computer?
No, ma'am. Actually, we need to connect your computer with our secure server. That means your computer will run into the safe mode, then we can check it. Okay?
Yes, but why would my computer be necessary? I don't understand that.
Ma'am, because we have provided you a security into your internet line and your computer is connected with your internet, madam. We need a device for that in order to do a checkup. We need a device which is connected with your internet. Okay?
I don't know why you just can't go to the town where the Warwick are and check there.
I think you are Varatha, like the address which I have given you, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Ma'am, actually, these hackers are very smart, okay? They, as I told you, each and every day they change their details and location. Suppose, ma'am, today they are in Varatha, next day they will be in different place. Okay, but they can use any of the account details from any different location, madam. Suppose, ma'am, they are using your account. You live in different place, okay? Suppose, ma'am, like you are going outside New South Wales, okay? You are going to Sydney or somewhere else. Still, you can use your debit card from there, right, madam? For any online.
Yes, I can.
So exactly the same thing happening with the hacker as well, okay? They open an account in different state and they live in different state, like this. Okay?
Well, I understand that, but I still don't understand why you need my computer. I don't know why you haven't got a smart computer or something.
Ma'am,
there in your office that they can use.
Your internet line, that means your fiber connection is connected with our secure server, okay? We can operate all the fiber connection from our system. But the thing is that...
I'm very, very worried about my computer being open. I'm frightened of people getting in and hacking in.
Ma'am, no one is trying to hack your computer. We have already protected security. We have already protected your computer and internet, madam, okay? Now, if the hacker will try to get inside it, they won't be able to do that because our firewall will block them. But still, they are outside and I need to do a checkup that the security which we have updated, all of them are working properly or not. Because they will try to use your computer again. And, you know, they will try to corrupt all the major services which we have provided you. That's the reason I need to do a checkup.
Well, it's switched on now.
Thank you very much.
But I have to go now. I'm going out now for a while. So I've switched it on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Give me just 5 minutes. I will not take long time. Okay. What do you see right now on your screen?
It's gone blank.
It is rebooting itself. And did you receive any phone call from anywhere?
No, no phone calls at all. Only from you.
All right. And let me give you the update, okay? The payment which you have made on Thursday, it is not credited yet into that account, okay? That's why I asked you, you might get a call.
Well, I'm very worried about that because I'm worried that more money's been taken out of my account. I'm worried about that.
Ma'am, you do one thing, ma'am. If you want to check your balance right now, check it, madam. Just go ahead.
Yeah, no, I need to go to the bank to check it. I don't like checking it on my internet. In fact, I am thinking about closing my account with the bank from my computer. I don't want to be on online banking in the future. I don't think it's safe for me. But I really need a phone number from you in case I have to ring you.
Okay, all right. Now, let me tell you, if you are thinking that to close your online banking, that is not the solution, okay? Because, ma'am, they already, they was trying to misuse your account for money laundering, and this is why we provided you a security in that. Now, your online banking is safe and secure. Apart from the bank employee and you, none of the hacker will access your online banking from anywhere. They won't be able to do that. Okay, it is safe and secure now. And if you want
but there are other clever people around the world that can. So that's why I'm thinking of going into the bank and telling them that I don't want to have an online banking. I'd rather go in there myself and let them check it for me.
Okay, all right, but please let me make you understand, let me tell you something. Without my knowledge and without my permission, don't go to the bank, okay? Because if you will go to the bank will get suspicious, and they will try to monitor your internet banking, okay, your online banking, and they will get to know you got a security from us which is hidden inside your online banking, and they will get to know we are planning something to catch the hackers. Please try to understand.
I don't know why you can't. Why can't the security people in the bank? Why can't they know what you're doing?
Ma'am, as I told you, ma'am, Commonwealth head office, they already knew. Okay, they already knew what we have done and whatever we are doing. They already know that. But your any of other department, like so many branches are there of Commonwealth. And the customer service are there, and the fraud team are there, okay? They don't know anything because we have a doubt that these hackers who is working, the bank employee who is working for the hacker could be working in any branch or any department.
Yes, you already told me that. Yes, I know.
Yes, this is
listen, all right. What I want to ask from you is I want you to give me a phone number I can ring if I have a problem.
Okay. Ma'am, actually, the thing is that, ma'am, if I will give you our number, okay, you won't be able to reach us because we always use internet number, VOIP. VOIP stands for Voice Over Internet Protocol Number.
Yeah,
you cannot reach us, ma'am, okay? Every time I need to call you, ma'am, so that because this call is non-traceable, the hacker will not trace your phone call. If you will call us, what will happen, you are not using VOIP number, then the hacker will trace your phone call, ma'am. This is why we need to contact you regarding this investigation. Okay?
It's just that the government has sent information to pensioners like me not to do any sort of things like this over the phone. And I just worry
ma'am,
about that.
After this hacking things going on, okay, we just passed this circular, okay, by requesting to the government to aware our citizen so that they will be safe and secure. We have passed this circular by requesting the government. Please try to understand, ma'am. This is for the safety and security of our citizen. Okay?
So what's your company called?
NCA, National Crime Authority.
Oh, yes, you're the National Crime People.
Yes.
Okay, well, I have to go now for a while, so...
Give me 2 to 3 minutes and don't go to the bank. I think today is...
The bank's not open today. I only go tomorrow. I've got to go out tomorrow and to the dentist and so on.
Okay, all right. Give me 2 to 3 minutes, then after that you can go, ma'am, okay? Let me check the security first. And trust me, ma'am, you are in a safe hand, okay? We are not...
I hope so. I really hope so. My son came home from work last night. He works in construction.
Okay.
And he thinks that technicians are clearing my computer and fixing it up. And he doesn't like it. He says he doesn't like people over the phone fiddling with my computer.
Now,
so he was quite worried about it.
We are not trying to take out the data of your computer, or we are not doing.
No. I couldn't tell him what you was doing, so I just made something up to see. I just said people were checking my computer for me. I couldn't say what you was doing.
Okay, ma'am, you once our security will be done today, okay? After 2 or 3 minutes, you can switch off your computer again. Don't worry, okay?
It hasn't come on yet.
Yeah, it will be, okay. Hold on. Let me check the security first. And I told you, ma'am, do not disclose anything with anyone because I need to. We cannot trust anyone. The hacker could be anyone in your area. Okay.
Yes. No. Well, I wouldn't do that. But my son wouldn't say anything to anyone. He knows not to say anything to anyone about anything. Any private stuff. I told him it's just private, so.
Okay, yesterday I have activated 100% security and today it is working 95%. So it is a very good sign for us, madam. Okay, 5% is due to some technical reason, 5% is not working, but it will automatically start working. Okay, it is a very good signal for us. Okay, now if you want to shut down your computer, ma'am, you can shut it down if you want.
Well, it has just come on.
Yeah.
So you don't want it at the moment?
No, I already checked it, ma'am. All the security is absolutely working fine.
Okay, all right. I can switch it off then.
Yeah, and none of the hacker was trying to attack your internet or computer from any different location. They didn't try to.
Okay, so I'll switch it off because I've got to go out for a while.
Yeah, you can. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Could you please tell me today evening? Okay. I will not try to spoil your weekend. I will just take only 5 minutes. So 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock, you will be at your home?
I think so. I usually am
so
on a Sunday.
So give me a convenient time, okay? When should I call you back at evening? Just for 5 minutes?
Oh, right. Maybe 5 o'clock.
Okay, 5 o'clock I'm going to call you
back. Just in case
back.
I have to go to Bunnings or somewhere.
Okay, all right.
5 o'clock.
Okay, well, 5 o'clock I'm going to call you back, okay? And I will check the security just for 5 minutes again. And then after that,
yes.
I will leave you, okay? And trust me,
okay.
Madam. Okay, you have to feel. You just believe in me, on me. Okay, we are here to help you. Okay,
you must understand that it's very hard for me to trust and believe someone when I can't see you face to face. Don't know why you don't come to my house.
Ma'am, actually, I told you, I promise you, we will send our technician as well, but we need to, catch the hacker first, because, if my technician will find out that there is a major issue going on with your modem, then he will replace your modem, and for the replacement, you don't have to pay any single penny for that, it would be a free of cost. But think logically, without catching the hacker, if we will replace your modem, what will happen? Again, the hacker will get the access of your new modem. That's the reason, ma'am, we are making a delay, okay? Once I will catch the hacker, then we can do a checkup of your modem, and the engineer will arrive at your home for that, and he will show you his ID proof and everything. Don't worry, okay? I promise you that we will do we definitely send you an engineer, so I will, okay? But there is
so what happens on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
What happens on Monday if the money hasn't been paid in?
I think, ma'am, the bank already said to you it might take maximum 48 hours, so I think Monday...
Yes, I did say that. Working days.
Yeah, Monday it will be there. Don't worry. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I have to go...
Yeah, regarding this transaction, we already contacted with the Commonwealth head
office.
Yes. They also...
Well, I hope...
Yeah, go on.
Well, I hope the balance will be back to what it should be.
It will be, ma'am. It will be. Don't worry. Okay? And if you want to check it right now, I can check it. I will show you right now.
No. I'll just check it myself when I'm ready. I'm going out now, so... Okay.
But don't don't log in into your online shopping website and banking website.
No, I don't do online shopping ever. I don't ever do anything like that.
And
don't
banking as well, okay? Until we go complete...
Because they messed me up a couple of times, so I never do it.
Okay.
And I don't really like online banking. I don't pay anything on the computer or anything on my phone or anything like that. I go to the post office or to the bank.
Okay, if you want, if this weekend, if you want to, you know, use your card for, like, suppose you are going shopping mall or anywhere. So you can use your debit card or credit card, okay? But don't do online shopping, ma'am, okay?
No, and I don't do that.
Yeah, and
I never do online.
That's great. And don't log in into your online banking as well, okay, without my permission, all right?
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
I've got to go now.
Yeah, bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.